This is Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. Tonight I had the great fortune of seeing a early press screening of A Star is Born, which is the third version of A Star is Born. I actually saw the second version with Barbra Streisand and Kris Kristofferson when I was growing up, and it happened to be one of my absolute favorite movies. I love the music. In fact, we sang it in school. We had like a concert, and I actually sang I was an Oreo. but anyway, this new version of A Star is Born, I love the second version, and this new version of A Star is Born stars Lady Gaga in her first acting role, which was extraordinary. She has a great singing voice, she has great presence, and great chemistry with Bradley Cooper. It's excellent. And he was outstanding. You know, he has a very good singing voice, and he has great chemistry with Lady Gaga. And his performance as a director, and I believe he wrote part of the movie as well, he co-wrote it, I thought it was exceptional. I wasn't sure it could compare to the Streisand Kristofferson version, which I still love. You know, I know every lyric to every song by heart. But it's an excellent movie with excellent acting, direction, and performances, as well as music. And I absolutely was, you know, very pleased with the movie. And I think it's a must-see for anyone who likes Lady Gaga, who likes the music, or who loves the story of A Star is Born. It's a little different than the last version of A Star is Born. You need to bring tissues. It's very sad. But it is probably, so far of the season, it's probably the movie of the year, and it's the one to beat. I loved it. I will always love Evergreen and some other songs from the last version, but this version is a must-see. If you want to see a great movie, go and see A Star is Born. It opens nationwide on Friday. This is Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. Watch closely now.